It's only when Yitro, who knew Moshe before he became a leader, comes to meet him that we learn how lost Moshe has become. Yitro, having heard about the Jewish people's deliverance, travels to meet Moshe. It's a moment filled with joy as Moshe rushes out to greet his father-in-law and tells him about what's happened since they were last together. Yitro, Moshe's father-in-law, brought Moshe's sons and wife to him in the wilderness where he was encamped at the mountain of God. Moshe went out to meet his father-in-law. He bowed low and kissed him. Each asked after the other's welfare, and they went into the tent. The next day, though, Yitro sees something that upsets him. Next day, Moshe sat as a magistrate among the people, while the people stood about Moshe from morning until evening. But when Moshe's father-in-law saw how much he had to do for the people, he said, "What is this thing that you are doing to the people? Why do you act alone while all the people stand about you from morning until evening?" When Yitro sees Moshe with the people, sitting alone all day, listening to their complaints, cases, and questions, he understands that something has changed, for the worse. He asks Moshe why he's sitting alone, and Moshe explains that he is there to deliver the word of God to the people, to judge their cases fairly according to God's law. Moshe thinks that this strategy is necessary, but Yitro urges him to reconsider. But Moshe's father-in-law said to him, "The thing you are doing is not right. You will surely wear yourself out and these people as well. For the task is too heavy for you. You cannot do it alone. Now listen to me. I will give you counsel and God be with you. You represent the people before God. You bring the disputes before God and enjoin upon them the laws and teachings and make known to them the way they are to go and the practices they are to follow." "The thing you're doing," Yitro tells Moshe, "is not good. You cannot do this alone. Appoint other people who can judge the people, and you can stand before God and receive God's word." Moshe agrees, Yitro departs, and almost immediately after, the text brings us to the next and greatest moment of revelation, Ma'amad Har Sinai itself. The text doesn't explain the link between the smaller revelation, Moshe's understanding of his purpose, his role within the people, and the big revelation, in which he stands before God. Yet the juxtaposition of the narratives offers the possibility that the two are related. Perhaps the latter, the revelation at Sinai, is made possible by the former, Moshe's meeting with Yitro. What aspect of Moshe's reunion with Yitro, a meeting of father-in-law and son-in-law, and the exchange of some pragmatic advice might have facilitated the divine revelation at Sinai? Perhaps in his words to Moshe, Yitro gives Moshe advice not only about how to govern the people, but also about how to remember who he is. The encounter's setting is significant. It takes place at Har HaElokim. Most often, when we think of Har HaElokim, we think of the encounter at Sinai and the giving of the Aseret HaDibrot. But our first encounter with Har HaElokim took place long before, when Moshe was a young shepherd who encountered God in a burning bush because he took a moment to notice a strange sight and turn aside. Now Moshe, tending the flock of his father-in-law Yitro, the priest of Midian, drove the flock into the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. A messenger of God appeared to him in a blazing fire out of a bush. He gazed, and there was a bush all aflame, yet the bush was not consumed. Moshe said, "I must turn aside and look at this marvelous sight. Why doesn't the bush burn up?" When Moshe met God at Har HaElokim the first time, he was a refugee, a man with a young family, a shepherd living in his father-in-law's home. And it is exactly that man whom, despite his protests, God chose to be his prophet and free the Israelites from Egypt. When Yitro comes to Moshe now, his last memory of him is still of that young shepherd newly filled with purpose, the man who turned aside to notice God in the world. In telling the overburdened, lonely Moshe that he must seek help, recognize his position, and stand before God, Yitro is not only giving fatherly advice. He is reminding Moshe of who he once was and why God chose him. "Don't lose yourself in the demands of your office," Yitro is telling Moshe. "You have gone through unimaginable transformation since the last time I saw you, much of it good. You have faced down Pharaoh, delivered the people from Egypt, and become their leader. But you cannot lose the person you were the last time you stood here at this spot. Remember that God chose you because of your ability to turn aside and notice God in the world. Don't lose that ability. Remind yourself that your purpose, what makes you unique, is the ability you first discovered as a shepherd in the desert, your ability to stand mul Elokim before God. It is only after hearing Yitro's words and remembering the central part of who he is that Moshe is finally ready for the encounter at Sinai, in which he will stand once again before God at Har Elokim. It is by hearing Yitro remind him of why God chose him all those years ago, when he was a simple shepherd who first encountered God at this mountain and was warned not to come too close, that he can finally become the prophet who will ascend it and encounter God face to face. In reminding Moshe of his true mission, Yitro allows Moshe to rediscover the God of Sinai. Where do we find ourselves? Sometimes in the desert, alone. Sometimes at the foot of a mountain, surrounded by thunder and lightning. But more often than that, in the quiet words of those who love us, reminding us of who we are, and giving us back parts of our souls we thought we'd left behind.